Alt NPR.
The following is an installment of Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything. For more information, an audio archive, and a blog, visit toeradio.org.
Usually when people ask me about my work, and I try to be as honest as possible and straightforward in my reply, nobody believes me.
Joe Davis is MIT's unofficial artist in residence. For over 30 years now, Joe has been working the fringes of both scientific and artistic inquiry. He's built fishing rods for one-cell paramecians, he's embedded artworks into bacteria, and in the 1980s, he spearheaded a secret underground project that attempted to make contact with extraterrestrials by beaming radio transmissions of vaginal contractions into outer space.
It was the biggest, most exciting underground project and involved faculty and students from three universities, and it was actually a huge collaboration. I mean, there were like astronomers from Harvard and MIT, biologists, linguists, a ballet company, and radio engineers, philosophers. We had these grand meetings at the Plow and Stars and plotted this.
Plow and Stars is a bar near my apartment. And Joe's a regular there. I've been aware of him for years. And not because of the peg leg that he built for himself. He's actually got one of those commanding presences. But I had no idea who he was or what he did until I discovered the story of the vaginal contractions beamed into outer space on the internet. And so I called Joe up, and he invited me over to his house to tell me how it all happened.
There were some obvious problems with the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. The serious scientific attempts at that were funny now in retrospect. I mean, part of the problem with the previous several serious scientific searches is that there were episodes of sexual censorship. In the first messages, we send a line drawing of human being, male human being, complete with external genitalia, but a line drawing of female, of a female human being without any external genitalia. We send a picture of man and Barbie doll into deep space to communicate with aliens as if they weren't entitled to know what we look like. It was really a picture of our own intolerance, and it got worse with the Voyager probes, which were launched several years later, where NASA prohibited entirely images of nude human beings. Aristotle knew that you had to reveal yourself to yourself before you could reveal yourself to anyone else. He writes about this in his book on poetics. He calls it the recognition and reversal principle. So, really, the search for extraterrestrial intelligence is an exercise in communication with ourselves, and that's a lush landscape for artistic activity.
For Joe, the artistic challenge was to beam into outer space the very thing that the NASA officials were in denial about, which brings us to Joe and his scientist cronies and the vaginal detector.
A group at the Department of Mechanical Engineering built a vaginal detector.
Is a vaginal detector?
Well, I have it around here somewhere. It's a polyalumer centrifuge tube from biology filled with distilled water mounted on a hard nylon base in which is embedded a very sensitive pressure transducer so that once invaginated, the detector not only detected vaginal, voluntary and involuntary vaginal squeezes, but voice, respiration, heartbeat, a plethora of information about the human organism. In fact, much more information about the human organism that was contained in the serious messages to extraterrestrial. Because the fastest vaginal contraction is 0.8 hertz, which is something we established. We had time to make three nearly simultaneous transmissions of analog vaginal contractions and the other data that was in the that we could get from the detector. And we did a digital map of the same. But we also transmitted a phonetic equivalent. And the way we did this is we used electronic music studio software and generated harmonics of the vaginal squeezes until it mapped to one of the frequencies, 40-something frequencies of English speech. There are, I think, 42 sounds in English speech called phonemes, and each has a particular specific frequency. And so we just generated harmonics of the vaginal contractions till it mapped to the one of these phonemes, and then a professor of linguistics now in Israel, and the head of the linguistics department of Israel, recorded the English phonemes, and so we were able to real-time broadcast the speech sound equivalents of the vaginal contraction. So there were three different... it was interesting that with the chakra of the vagina that speech can be articulated, like some contractors formed very specific words, had conversations.
What kind of conversations?
Oh, things like God, Joe, stuff like that.
God and Joe.
Well, not in the same sentence.
Joe dug out an old videotape of a German television program that once did a feature on him. It included some of these recordings. Of course, I asked Joe about how he got the subjects to cooperate, and he made it clear to me that there was always a line of volunteers.
Well, you know, the truth is I never really had to call for volunteers. I never solicited anyone, any way, to participate in this project. It was just really exciting, and the skirts were flying.
And while Joe never had any problems with his volunteers, he did end up in trouble with the military brass that ran the radar facility that he was using.
MIT contracts Millstone Radar at Haystack Observatory occasionally to the military. In this period, it was contracted to the United States Air Force. And so the commandant, some military officer who was in charge of the, called me up and said, "You can't do this." And I said, "You can't do what? I can't do what?" He said, "You know what I'm talking about." And I, "No, tell me what." Because I had been less than straightforward. I had told him I was making an artistic project in communication with the extraterrestrials, but somebody spilled the beans, and so they shut me down. But we had that was not until after we had made our test transmissions, which were recorded vaginal contractions that we had done at lab. Anyway, so we transmitted our test messages to four nearby sun-like stars, Tau Ceti, Epsilon Eridani, and two stars which have RGO numbers, Royal Greenwich Observatory. But none were more than 20 light years away, rather than 25,000. So, who knows? It's about time, 86 to now. It's pretty close.
For more information on Joe Davis and Poetica Vaginalis, visit our website at www.toeradio.org.
You've been listening to Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything. For more information, an audio archive, and a blog, visit toeradio.org.
Alt, 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 alt.